Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Edios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Rova Atzamos Min Ha'atzamim, a quarter, it means a quarter kav, a quarter of the measurement called a kav, of bones, from any bones, Bein Yishmaim, Bein Mishlosha, whether or not it's from two dead bodies or three, etc. That what he means to say, we'll see the Rav here, is that is going to bring about a certain type of tuma. We'll see. Beis Hillel says it has to be that correct measurement, a rova kav, a quarter kav of bones, that has to be from one dead body. Meirov ha-binyin o meirov ha-minyin. And it also has to be, it has to make up the majority of the binyin, literally the building of the body, the structure of the body must be contained, the majority of that structure in these bones. O meirov ha-minyin, or the majority of the count of the total bones in a skeleton, you have to have that to create the same tumah, as we'll see. Shammai Omer, Shammai himself says, Afilu me'etzem echad. Shammai says it could even be from one bone. It's an interesting thing we're going to see here in the next Mishnah, a difference of opinion between Beis Shammai and Shammai. It's kind of interesting how that would have happened. You expect Beis Shammai to have gotten their general practices from Shammai himself. But I guess it would be that it's the yeshiva that he started, let's say, or he was the head of, but it seems to be they could also come to different halachic decisions than him. That's what it seems to say. So, says the Rav here, Rova Atzamos, Rova Kav Shel Atzamos Hameis Mitamin Be'ohal, a quarter kav of bones of a dead body, a dead human, a dead Jew, I should specify, caused Tuma Be'ohal. Tuma Se'ohal means that if this amount of bones were to be found inside a structure under a roof, then any other vessels, and it could be also people, that are under that same roof at the same time would become Tamei. There is also a din, I'm not sure if it always happens, that the oil itself becomes tamei too. Upalchos mirova, ein metamin el b'maga o b'masa avalo b'ohel. However, less than this measurement, less than a quarter kav, would not cause tuma in the oil sense. It would only cause tuma as far as touching these bones. Less than that, you would still become tuma, called tumas maga, the tuma of touching. Uvamasa, or carrying these bones. Even one bone, size of a hadasha, if I'm not mistaken, size of a could be less than that, could be a barley corn. Very small amount would be cause those tumas of a low ohel, but not the tumah that we're talking about, tumas ha'ohel. Basavi Beshamai, Beshamai also holds, Rovakav Mentamin Vavfila Heme Mesim Harbe. Beshamai also holds that this measurement of Rovakav causes tumah, even if it's from many dead bodies, like the Mishnah said, even two, even three, whether two or three. Beshil Omrim Rova Atzamos Mina Gavia. Beshil says, has to be that Rova, that quarter Kav of Atzamos from a Gavia. Kolomar, meaning to say, Miguf Echad Shemais Echad. See, one body of one dead person. Below me made some harbe, not from many dead people. So, afilu shomeis echad im etamin ad shia berov akav rov binyan dahina rov godel haguf. Even if you have this amount of bones from one dead person, it won't cause tuma until in that rov akav you have the majority of the structure, which is the majority of the size of that body. So, I guess you would measure the bone length everywhere, and then if you have 51% of that in this rov akav, it would cause this tuma. Or of minyan atzmos shalom, or it has to be the majority count of the bones of a person. V'yu kuf kaf he atzmos, that would be 125. Why would 125 be the majority? Sheminyan atzmos shalom reish mem ches, because the full count of the bones of a person is 248. That we know is a remez to the 248 positive commandments. It's connected to the bones of a person. So 248 is the whole. So the majority is 125. And that was Beis Hillel. And Shammai himself says, Afilu me'etzem echad, even one bone. Im etzem echad shel meis, memali rova kav. If one bone of one dead person could fill that measure, the rova kav, let's say the femur of a person, I think would easily do it. That's the biggest bone in the body. Mitame be'ohel. That would cause him be'ohel. V'halach ke'beis hillel. Halach is like the second opinion of Beis Hillel. And he rov binyan and rov minyan. It has to be, or o rov minyan, I should say, and it has to be from one dead body. Says Mishnah Ches, Karshine Truma. Karshine, we're not going to translate right now, and we're going to see on the Rav, but it's some sort of food that was generally given to animals, and in certain situations of extreme famine, people would eat it. So we'll just call them Karshinim for now. Karshinim that are Truma. Why are they Truma? Meaning to say, you have to separate Truma from them. If you grow Karshinim, you have to, because it could be fed by, it could be eaten by a person, we'll see, you have to separate Truma and give that truma to a kohen. So now you have this guy who has the kohen, I suppose, who has the karshinim of that truma. Beis Shammai, Omer Shammai says, Shorin v'shafin b'tahara, when you soak them and rub them on your body. They could be used as an implement for itching or washing. Those, that soaking and rubbing has to be done with tahara, meaning you have to maintain their status of being tahor. Don't put them in water, which is otherwise tummy, etc. But you can feed them to your animals in a state of tuma. We'll see why. Beis Hillel says, Sharon b'tahara, the soaking does have to be done in tahara. But slight difference, the usage you would have for yourself, aside from eating, the rubbing on your body, or so to speak, and the feeding it to an animal, that can be done b'tuma. Shammai, Omer again, Shammai himself speaking, ye'achud sarid, they should be eaten dry. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol ma'aseim b'tuma. Rabbi Kiva says, you could do anything with these things, b'tuma. We'll see why. So, says the Rav here, Karshine Truma, Ba'aravi Karin La Karsana. In Arabic, apparently, there's something called Karsana. Behei Ma'achol Gemalim, it's camel food. Behei B'nei Adam Ochle Mehem El Midochak Bishnosra Avon. People will only eat these things from extreme pressure in a year of famine. Ma'afrishin Mehem Truma. So we separate Truma from them. Ho'el V'nei Achon L'Adam L'Prakim Ayidei Dchak. Being that it is occasionally eaten by people through extreme pressure. Be'ena Kedusha Kishar Kedosha, I should say, it's not holy. Kishar Trumos, like other Trumos. Being that it's only a slim suffix here, we take Truma, but you don't have to treat it with the same amount of fiducia, which means you don't have to protect its tahara, its purity, the same way as generally you do with Truma. So that's why the discussion there in the Mishnah is seeming like what level of stringency do they say you have to protect this stuff and keep it tahor. So first, Beis Shammai said, you have to shorin osama maim, soak them in water, v'shafin, al habasar al basar, and you can rub them on one's flesh. That is to be b'tahira, but in tila sidaim, you have to wash your hands first. Gedin kol shar ochlin shel truma, like any other truma food, that's a dimai truma food. It doesn't come up so much today, nowadays, but you have to wash your hands beforehand. Shestam yidaim shnei osein uposlos esa truma, because our hands have given the status of second degree tamei. That's a stam hand. We assume you touch something of a first degree and thereby you're a second degree of Tumah, and therefore they would possible Tumah. That's actually, this is kind of the whole source of why we wash before bread at all. It's sort of to maintain a zecher for this practice that was had before Tumah. Everybody washes his hands before any sort of bread nowadays. And true, there's also a lacha to wash your hands before any wet food. That was also something gotten from Tumah. A lot of people don't know that. We don't make a bracha, but one is supposed to wash their hands before any wet food that's still wet. Okay? That's why we do it Seder night. Just to mention, karpas, the whole idea there is you wash your hands beforehand before eating that vegetable. That's really halacha all year long. It's only applicable if you eat that karpas with your hands. I see sometimes you see a person eat with the fork. It kind of did away then with urchatz. Urchatz is washing hands out of bracha before eating that wet vegetable. Okay, let's keep going. Umachilin, Beis Shammai says, you can feed them the behema to your animals, betuma. Hey, well, it's tame. Ve'enachoshishim betame osan v'yidayim b'shashimachilin l'behema. We don't have to worry if you're going to mitame those karshini with your hands that are tame at the time you're feeding them to the animals. But Beis Shammai holds, as long as you're not feeding it to the animal, it's usur to actively cause them tuma. Okay, Beis Hillel said, Shorim b'tahara, he agreed with that. Shriyasim b'mayim achshirasim l'kabel tuma. Soaking them in the water would machshir them, would prepare them, literally, to mekabel tuma. That's halach by anything that's mekabel tuma. As far as I know, I believe it's anything, it has to have first made contact with water. So therefore, that's called the heksher, right? It prepares it to become tamei. So Beis Hillel holds that soaking business, being that it would prepare it to become tamei, that should be done b'tahara. Your hands should be washed first. If you would soak it in the water while your hands are tamei, it would come out that the heksher for the tuma and the tuma itself would come at once. Bezel only answers that b'shum hecker, to make a sign, a recognition, k'dei sheyedu shein truma, so people should know that they're truma, because otherwise people see these things being behaved in a generally whole way, in a mundane sort of way. This they'll see, and okay, that does have some sort of status for truma, even though generally animals eat them. The third opinion, Shammai himself said, ye'achud sarid, lashin yovesh, that means dry, k'mod sarid shamanachos. That's an expression used in the context of manachos, of mincha offerings, shi'umakam shamanachos shalagiyah sham sham. That's a place in a mincha, which is a mixture of flour and oil. It's a place in that flour that the oil didn't get to. Afkani ye'achud yovesh, so too over here, it means eat them dry, shalayyeh elein mashke b'shas achila, just don't have them wet at the time you eat them. K'dei shalayyeh nikar shi'uchshur l'kabel tumah, in order they won't be recognizable that they were indeed hechshemachshir to mekabel tumah. So it seems that Shammai himself holds you could soak them, as Beis Shammai said, and you have to dry them off before you eat them. And Rabbi Kiva was the last opinion, kol ma'aseim b'tumah, anything with them b'tumah afilu shri, even soaking them, there is no din You take truma off for technicality. It seems there's no din of treating them with any sort of respect. The halacha beis halacha is like beis hil. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.